We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, anyway, speaking of journalism, there's nobody... Al, there's nobody doing it better in this city right now than the great Marcus Hayes. He's fired off. I'm losing track of how many great columns he's written. From TheEnquirer.com, The Daily News, Marcus Hayes. Hi, Marcus.
You must have terrible arithmetic skills.
All right, Marcus, let me start with this basic question. What is better from your perspective, a great matchup for a sports event or just big drama associated with it, like we have tonight with the Eagles and the Seahawks?
I'd rather have see the matchup because the drama is usually artificial. I mean, I don't know what is the compelling drama tonight with the Seahawks and the Eagles. I mean, how do you define that?
Oh, I'd be happy to. We have what you would call in this city, Marcus, a quarterback controversy. We have see that? That's a big deal. That's manufactured?
Yeah, I don't think, and I'm a pretty big, you know, Carson's having a horrible season advocate, but I'm not a very big Jalen Hurts is the answer or could play quarterback in the NFL immediately guy. Here's the crazy thing, right? 2 years ago, when Colin Kaepernick, 3 years ago, when Colin Kaepernick was available as a backup quarterback for the Super Bowl, and they chose to promote the ability of Nate Sudfeld to win the Super Bowl, if you remember that correctly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I do. It's pathetic.
And now Nate Sudfeld can't get dressed. I mean, that's the crazy thing to me. If Carson Wentz is arguably the worst starting quarterback this side of Mitch Trubisky, how does Nate Sudfeld no longer factor in? And why is he here? That, to me, should be the quarterback controversy. Why isn't Nate Sudfeld, the guy who you were going to trust to win the Super Bowl, not an option?
Wow. His name hasn't come up. Mario, let me take a second stab at the manufactured drama thing. How
okay.
about this? Because I'm going to base this next one on a great column you wrote a couple of days ago. Are we watching a man who won a Super Bowl 3 years ago, Doug Peterson, attempt to get fired right now, 3 years later? Is that what's going on here?
That's the crazy thing. Like, I don't believe Doug is trying to get fired, but I don't believe Doug cares whether or not he gets fired. I think he's trying to win football games, but I think he's so exasperated with ownership, management, and the media that he's just like, you know what? I got a Super Bowl. I'm going to get a job tomorrow if I get fired, so I'm just be Doug. I think he's just – and I think he's frustrated with his team as well. I think he's frustrated with guys who aren't being professional in practice. Mm. He's frustrated with a quarterback who won't do the responsible and unselfish thing over and over and over again. I think he's very frustrated. So I believe that I believe Doug Peterson's at the point where he says, you know what, if it happens, it happens. I'm going to be me.
All right, well, let me – see if I can find one more thing he's frustrated with. You think Doug is frustrated with his bosses?
With his what now?
His bosses. Howie Roseman.
Oh, yes.
Jeff Lurie.
Management, I'm talking about Howie and Jeffrey and the people who are making personnel decisions and the people who have, you know, who used a second-round pick to, instead of adding another wide receiver or a, you know, functioning linebacker, got him, you know, and gave him someone who could create a quarterback controversy in Jalen Hurts. And I don't mind the pick. I think the pick in theory is valid, assuming you think Nate Sudfeld can't play dead. But, I mean, at this point, Doug Peterson's coming off 2 9-win seasons, and he knows he's coaching for his job. I wrote a column going into the season saying that both he and Howie are coaching to retain the positions that they have. I don't think Howie get fired, but I think Howie get demoted again.
Not again. All right, let me get this one more thing.
What are they going to send him to now?
Hold on. I'm still in this quarterback controversy because you have advocated to see more of Jalen Hurts. Here's the issue there, Marcus. What if he looks great? What if he way outperforms Carson Wentz? Don't you then have to consider a permanent move to Hurts?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what if Jalen Reagor way outperforms DeSean Jackson if DeSean Jackson ever played a game? You know, I mean, this is the NFL. You play the best player. You don't draft a guy in the second round to never play him. Mm-hmm. If he dresses, he plays. My contention is, all right, so Jalen Hurts is averaging 5.7 yards per play, right? That's spectacular for a gadget guy who everybody knows is going to get the ball every time he touches it, right? Or that the play is going to be focused on him. It's incredible what he's done so far. There have been some plays that blew up, but he's been pretty productive. So I don't understand the existence of Jalen Hurts on the roster if you're not going to use him, or if you're going to use him once like they did last week. It just, that to me is the you know, you're butting your head into a wall. You can't draft a guy, dress him, and play him a little bit, and then say, oh, we're worried about Carson Wentz's psyche and feelings. Because that horse has left the barn.
Absolutely. I'm going to get back to football in a couple of minutes. But, Marcus, you did an amazing thing over the weekend. I've never seen a column quite like this. You wanted to address the fact that the Phillies had a bloodbath. 20% of their entire staff was laid off the night before Thanksgiving. And all you did was give us a timeline of all these incredible missteps that the team has had in the past little while. And I want to tell you something, Mark. It was very effective, the way you presented that. But I didn't get your true opinion on what you thought of what they did and the timing of it on the night before Thanksgiving.
Well, I called them turkeys. So I thought that was pretty clear.
Right.
Clarity in my prose has been an issue in the past, but I don't think there was much question that I didn't like how they did it, how they did what they did, or what they did. You know, you're talking about an ownership group that's probably worth somewhere between $4 and $5 billion.
Yeah.
And even if they lost, you know, $100-150 million this year, they made $300 last year. You know, I have no sympathy for the destitute rich.
No, it's like, you know what it is, Marcus? I don't ever remember, and a lot of people have basically gone up in flames in this town. I've never seen anybody like Middleton who's gone from the golden boy to a villain as fast as he has. Have you ever seen that? No one likes him now.
I've never seen anybody go from being an anonymous tobacco guy who, you know, tried to take all the money away from his sister to the glory boy. I mean, how did he become a hero? By overpaying Bryce Harper?
No, he said a lot of stuff. First, by
overpaying Jake Arrieta.
No, I'm going to tell you exactly how he did it. He said, we're going to win another championship or I'm going to die trying. He was talking a good game, Marcus, but he didn't back it up.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the hilarious part about that is the people who ate that stuff up were the people who ate up Jeffrey Lurie saying, okay, I'm going to mimic every successful franchise. First San Francisco, then Green Bay, then New England. And I'm going to mimic them and we're going to win multiple championships, you know, for 20 years. And that's how Jeffrey Lurie became popular and unpopular very, very quickly.
That's true. Because very good point.
Who cares what they say? No owner is going to come into town or take over and say, hey, we're going to be mediocre.
All right, best bet, since they're cutting people, you think there's any chance the Phillies end up signing Real Muto?
Oh, God, no.
No. That's no. I
think that ship has sailed as well. If I'm Real Muto, would you want to be here?
No. No, I wouldn't. That's a great point. Not the way things are going. No.
It's free agency. It's not, you know, restricted free. I mean, he can do what he wants. And, I mean, there are lots of, imagine how badly you have to mess up repeatedly over the last few years to be considered the worst franchise in a town where the Sixers exist.
All right, last thing, Marcus. You got to love Marcus, you know all sports, but you really know football. What's going to happen tonight?
You know, if Carson is decent, they can win the game. If the offensive line is solid, and I think it's probably its best iteration tonight, even though Lane Johnson isn't there, considering Peters is playing right guard and Mailata is playing left tackle, he could be protected well enough so they could score enough points against a poor Seattle defense, especially a poor pass defense, that they could win the game. And they win the game, everything kind of changes. You know, this is the game that they could win during this five-game stretch before they play, I think it's Dallas, then Washington at the end, that wins them the NFC East. So, you know, they got an extra day to prepare. They've got, you know, if it wasn't Russell Wilson, I'd pick them outright. But Russell Wilson has a way of, you know, sort of mastering them to some degree. But, yeah, they could definitely win this game. It's going to be a fun game to watch because of the matchup, less because of the drama, I'd say.
All right. Well, either way, it's going to be great. Marcus Hayes, if you're not reading him every day, you're missing the best stuff on Inquirer.com. Thank you, Mark. It's always a pleasure.
All right. Take care, y'all.
There you go. All right. He's never predictable. He's a columnist.
Yeah.
And he is basically shrugging at this incredible drama.
Yeah.
You get a guy that we have watched through all these years, 5 years now, Carson Wentz. Tonight, he's playing for his job. Now, it may just be temporary, but if he stumbles tonight and Hurts comes in, and in the package that they're using Hurts with, he is more effective than Wentz, boom! You now have what Howie Roseman put into play at the draft.
Yeah.
You have an official, full-blown quarterback controversy.
Oh, yeah.
And I guarantee you, see how they right now 2 out of 3 of the people are Wentz over Hurts? That will swing 100% if Hurts looks better than Wentz tonight.
Yeah.
Or human drama. Monday Night Football. Love it. Oh, man. These are the old days, Al. This is when Monday Night Football was an event.
The Eagles are this situation with their quarterback. I was watching college football and they were talking about it.
Yeah,
really?
No, it's everywhere.
It's like, what the hell happened to Wentz?
No, they can't. No one has an answer. No one. I have had emails from doctors describing the long-term effects of concussion.
Yeah.
As if I understood anything they were writing.
Nah, yeah.
I got nothing.
No.
AB is out of line next. Hi, AB.
Angelo, morning show. How y'all doing?
This is AB. You got a great new song about the birds that I can't play because they don't win anymore.
I know, but listen. I got a theory for everything.
All right.
Listen, Carson Wentz will turn the corner tonight.
Tonight.
This is the game where they hurt him at last year. He has a serious chip on his shoulder behind
that. Yeah, but the guy isn't there.
All the media.
Clowney is not there, but you're right that this was the team that did that, and maybe this would wake him up.
Listen, he's going to wake up tonight. We're going to win. We're going to turn around, win the division, and we're going to turn this whole dramatized season around.
All right, wow. That is a very hot take because not many people agree with you. I hope you understand that, AB.
I know that, but I'm against all odds, and there's a new song that you call Redemption.
It's great.
That's about Carson Wentz redemption against this team.
No, I understand. I've heard this song. You sent it to me. I know it's your best song ever, but how can I play it when they're losing?
Okay, but listen, the one you're talking about is Spread Your Wings. There's another one that I sent you called Redemption. It's called Redemption, and it's all about this hit and this team. Trust me, tonight Carson will show.
Wait. You have a song named Redemption, and you say tonight it will actually play out. When are you going to send me this song? Because then I could play it tomorrow.
Hey, Angelo, if you look on your list, I've sent it to you already, but I will send it again if it didn't get there by any chance.
What is this? You're on, like, this writing thing where you're just pounding out songs every day, AB?
Angelo,
you make a song in 20 minutes.
You do a song in 20 minutes?
In 20 minutes.
And it's all done in your head? You have the whole song done?
Everything in my head. Never use a pen in over 20 years.
You never use a pen? How do you know what to say when the thing is running?
Either does Al.
It's something that you do, and it comes over time. And I could just make a song within 20 minutes. No ink pen, no paper, no nothing.
All right. I need redemption. I'm going to play it tomorrow after the Eagles win.
Okay, I'll definitely send it over to you tonight.
All right, AB. Thank you very much. I have a strong suspicion that I won't be playing it tomorrow because it won't be redemption.
You never know.
But you never know. All right, anyway, where are we right now in the show? Al, you got the list. Here's what we're doing today. Because Monday Night Football used to be the biggest thing in the world. Do you understand? In a sports week, Monday Night Football was the epic event. Even if your team wasn't playing, but when your team was playing. Oh, my God, Al. The Randall Cunningham years, Monday Night Football, Carl Banks.
Oh, my favorite.
Oh, my God. The plays. Everything was huge if it was happening on Monday Night Football. We are looking for things that once were cool and now not so much. You know, they're still around, but they're not as cool. Where are we right now, Al?
Very cruelly, Doug Peterson. That's a cruel one. The Fonz. We only have a couple.
No, the Fonz is great.
The Fonz
is very cool.
The Fonz is not cool now.
He has 769,000 Twitter followers, and he does TikTok dances.
That's not the Fonz. That's Henry Winkler. The character,
Henry
the Fonz,
Winkler
is
the
done.
Fonz. Stop.
All right. I'm glad she's not
jacket.
The judge. What? All right. So all we really got is Doug Peterson right now.
Imagine him being put on there after winning the Super Bowl.
And he has a chance to win. All right, you better get on now. And I got a Brandon Graham jersey, an Acme gift card. I got four great prizes today. You got to beat Doug Peterson? By the way, it doesn't have to be a person.
Al Morgani could be a judge today. A style.
Because a long time ago, Al popularized the mullet.
I had one during the pandemic.
You did.
It did get a little long.
Couldn't get a haircut. It was like took forever.
It didn't look like the original mullet.
No.
The original
well, there's
mullet.
No hair now.
The original mullet, Al, was a magnet for hot women. 215-592-0610. What I saw recently on your head was not a magnet of anything.
Well, no.
215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time, 717.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.